Friday mix. Food.
It's 18 minutes past one, and this afternoon, when it comes to food, we're bringing you a really decadent sweet treat. Lebo Lukewarm is the co-owner of a wonderful establishment that's opened its doors in Johannesburg, Keys Art Mile, lovely district in Rosebank. And they opened their doors on the 12th of February, so they're a couple of days old, but gosh, they've been up and running in impressive style. Their website is up, their menu is impressive, everything is working ultra smooth. Afrikoa Cafe is what we're focusing on today. And they're the first chocolate concept store that brings you from bean to bar, right?
Yes.
On this continent. And he's also joined by Letitia Carontini, who is the executive chef. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Great to have you, and congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. So, I missed the party.
You did?
Yes, but you opened in true fine style with some of the best influences. You had Maps Maponyane, as the master of ceremony. It was a glittering function.
Yes.
And how have things been since then?
Things have been super, super hectic. I think we needed to open, but we also didn't want to have a stress test. And then it happened.
Yeah.
Where we found ourselves fully booked until the 16th.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was very interesting. Even before we launched our menu and we announced that we're opening the store,
yes,
we started getting emails about what's on the menu. Can we book for a night? And
yeah,
you're just like, you don't even know what the menu has. You don't know what our offering is.
That's how high the anticipation has
been.
Yes,
so we were fully booked last night for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We decided to take a very small crowd because our store is actually not that big.
Mm.
So we just wanted to be very intimate with about 5-6 tables of people enjoying what we had to offer. Well, rather what Letitia had made with this beautiful chocolate.
What's the experience? Just take me through the experience you wanted to create.
From last night.
No, just in jail.
In general.
With Afrikoa.
So, we're a full day operation. We open at 8 a.m.
Mm.
And then we close at 9. So in the morning, we want you to come in and get perhaps a treat and a coffee on your way to work.
Yeah.
And then your lunchtime, I want you to come there and have your meeting there.
Mm.
You know, it's a very relaxed but high-end area that you establishment that you can go visit.
Mm.
And then in the evening time, we want you to have a bottle of champagne because we don't serve by the glass. And want you to bring your girls, want you to bring your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whatever it may be,
yeah,
and come celebrate with us. Because we do have very beautiful intellectual confectionaries that Letitia's prepared.
Yeah. I was going to say, while delighting your palate, like while exciting it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's beautiful. I think it's a lovely idea. So the bean itself.
Yes.
This is an African brand.
Yes.
You use African sourced beans.
We use Tanzanian source beans, to be specific, from a single farm. So our bean is single origin.
Okay.
So we never mix it with anything else. There are no preservatives, no GMOs.
Yeah.
It's organic.
How did you find them?
We went on an excursion with Antonino, who's our master chocolatier.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the MD of Afrikoa SA, right? Which is the brand that we have now rolling out in Rosebank.
Right.
So we went to Tanzania. We found amazing farms, but this is one particular one that stood out. And I think it might have been because of what the people were wearing and how colorful they were, and how beautifully like warm and receiving they were. And we spoke to the farmers and they were welcoming, and I think we just struck a deal because we direct trade with them. There are no middlemen, no agencies.
Yes.
No.
So the beans come from this Tanzanian farm.
Exactly.
To Cape Town.
Yes. So how it happens is that the beans come from Tanzanian farm. We pay ahead of harvest to ensure that we get the best, and they get the profit margins through the roof. It's 10 times more than your agencies would, because with your chocolate, when it's sourced for overseas roasting, the farmer gets the smallest piece of the pie.
Wow.
So we were just making sure that we get a sustainable brand going.
And a supplier.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then we take it to Cape Town, where we have a factory
in
close to Century City in Milnerton, where the chocolates get the cocoa beans get roasted into chocolate and packaged and then distributed through the country. But where we have a showcase space, which is Afrikoba Cafe.
Yes.
As you've mentioned, we opened on the 12th. We had our launch event on Monday.
Mm.
So we've literally been trading for 4 days.
How exciting. How exciting. You look well rested. For people that have been running a business for like 4 days, I don't see the eye bags. I don't see the stress unless you're covering it up really, really well. But it is inspired by African music, fashion, and lifestyle. And it forms another component to this entire picture, which I think is really beautiful. I was looking at your packaging, and so maybe that's why I've got a bit of a high nyana, because you know, I had such great quality chocolate and treats earlier on. But Letitia, what is your background? Why was it important for you to be a part of this vision?
I come from Belgium. I made my pastry classes there, and then I moved to Kinshasa. And then I met Michelle, and then Michelle came with that project. And I was hesitating at first, but then I came here and then I saw it and I really loved it. I love the idea of made in Africa for African. And I really loved like the way we went and fetched one product and wanted to make it very luxurious and very nice for us, you know, like we can do it as well. And then I had to put like my Belgian touch in that, and that's it.
What is the touch? Is it the gold leaf and the dust, the gold dust?
Gold leaf and flower is for, you know, African luxury. It goes with the package as well, gold, so that's why I put gold everywhere. My touch is French touch, Belgian touch, like, you know, tartelette, like I said earlier, like really sophisticated dessert with that chocolate, and be able to show to people that we can do everything with our chocolate, from ice cream to mousse to tartlets to milkshakes, hot chocolate, everything we can do it with that chocolate.
Yes, wow. So is that what we can expect on the menu?
Yes, exactly. You have, there's a lot of French touch in the menu, and we're going to have ice cream as well. We're going to have bonbons. We're going to have truffles. We're going to have a lot of variety of product into the menu.
And chocolate always the star.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. You brought chocolate truffles.
Yes.
Oh, they were. Listen, if you're listening now and you love chocolate and you know there's that moment in the mouth, right, in your mouth when it starts to melt, you know, that warmth. When the warmth of your mouth interacts with the chocolate itself, and then it just releases all that wonderful stuff that's in it. I had that moment with the truffle, and it just fills up that cavity. It's an experience where, with great fine chocolate, you just want to sit in silence.
Yes.
You know, and savor it and just let, and not rush the process. And so that was quite impressive. That was really delicious.
Thank you.
And chocolate is not something I've always eaten my entire life. I only started like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this was really lovely.
No, I have to add, Letitia's exceptional. Like when one of our partners, Michelle, found her. He came back to myself and Sibo, the third partner, and he said, guys, I've got this amazing pastry chef, and I want to extract her from Congo. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? It's surely
hey, that sounded like some military operation you extract from the DRC.
And I was just like, this is crazy.
Wow.
And then he says, I've never tasted anything like that in the world. So the three of us travel extensively. And for him to say something so bold, we're like, okay, cool, fly out, let's see.
Yeah.
And she came and she started cooking, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was sold from word go. So I'm glad that you're saying this. It feels like I'm in an echo chamber of what we've been saying, where you're just saying it's amazing, it tastes great, and I want everybody to experience that.
And it's not just about the things that could potentially intimidate people.
Yeah.
There's also the very everyday stuff. You brought muffins today, chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
As you said, like that is just everyday. You can have that after your breakfast. You have a really great quality muffin after breakfast.
Yes.
Mm. Let's talk about the coffee now. Because that's another interesting feature. What is the story with the coffee? Are they also...
So the coffee, Michelle's the one who decides he's going to go find everybody.
Okay.
So he says, guys, I'm in Rwanda and I just had the most amazing coffee. We're like, okay, when do you need us to come? He's like, when can you come? We say, we'll come on Wednesday. This is on Sunday. So we go on Wednesday, we go to Rwanda, we land. And then he says, the 2.5 hour drive... to the Northwest Province. So we drive out, we meet this gentleman called John Pierre.
Mm.
And it's by Lake Kivu, very beautiful, and by Virunga volcanoes surrounding these three volcanoes, active volcanoes. So like the ash keeps trickling down to the soil and it looks like diamond and you're walking on glass. So we're going through this mountain, going through the coffee fields, and eventually we go to his little hut where he's got one brewing pot. So we have a sip of this coffee and we're just like, okay, cool. Where do we sign? You know? It's like, where do we sign?
Wait, so this hut in the middle of this forest with three volcanoes.
That's where he's brewing his coffee. He's got a house down the bottom of the mountain.
Yeah.
He's got this
where the beans grow.
Where the beans grow. He's got cows that fertilize the soil and eat all the pests. He doesn't use pesticides.
Right.
Yeah, so it's all organic. And mm-hmm. I think we're all like pro-African.
Yeah.
And we're all pro-organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you can build and make a sustainable brand that does not have all the gunk in it, you know. So it's all about wellness, but also treating yourself, you know.
Mm. So you found that balance.
We found that
balance between luxury, between what is ethically and morally right.
Exactly.
And of course, what is good for you.
And what is African.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think in making the change from always getting everything from Europe,
mm-hmm,
where
mm-hmm.
the raw material emanates from South, well, not from the continent. It was very important for us to harness that and
yes.
show it.
So what's the vision? As you said, the chocolate does get distributed to different places. You have
yes.
other operations, but the main one, or the one that we're referring to now, is the Afrikoa Cafe.
That's our
flagship. What's the vision?
So the vision is to highlight, in essence, African luxury,
mm-hmm.
right? And we wanted to create a space that spoke that part of the messaging,
yeah.
that it doesn't necessarily have to be of Western descent to be luxurious.
Because right.
for the longest time, any African product that was put forward, was seen as being, oh, it was
inferior.
Made in the back room, low quality, it can't compete on a global stage.
Mm.
So the vision is to compete on a global stage.
Right.
So between you and me and everybody listening, the vision is by end of 2020 to roll out 7 more stores
okay.
across the country, perhaps maybe across the continent.
Right.
And then we seep into the global space.
Lovely.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. So it's AfrikoaCafe.com. If you're curious about the spelling, it's AfriKoa. So
yes.
AfrikoaCafe.com. So check them out at Keys Art Mall. What are you next to?
We in the Trumpet Building, so which is 21 Keys Avenue.
Yeah.
So we're on the first level.
On the first level.
Atrium, where all the galleries are.
Yes. Awesome. Great spot. Absolutely great spot. So treat yourself this weekend. Something decadent, something luxurious, and of course, something that is grown from this continent.
Yes.
Thank you, Lebo. Thank you, Letitia.
Thank you very much for having us.
Delicious treats. It's 29 minutes to 2 o'clock.